This is WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Congressman Mike Bost can challenge the state's mail-in ballots. The High Court ruled Wednesday that the Republican has legal standing to sue over how the mail-in ballots are counted. The justices ruled in favor of Bost 7-2. Justice Elena Kagan joined the court's six conservatives. The court did not consider Bost's challenge on its merits. Rather, it reversed lower court decisions which said he had not proved he'd been injured by the Illinois law. Mail-in ballots can be counted up to 14 days after the election, as long as they are postmarked by Election Day in Illinois. Bost's lawsuit heads back to the U.S. District Court of Northern Illinois, which is based in Chicago. Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly has officially filed articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
Kelly introduced three articles, citing obstruction of Congress, self-dealing, and violation of public trust. Kelly says she was denied access to the Broadview ICE detention facility. Secretary Noem funneled contracts to a friend's company, and Noem is ignoring due process by, among other things, arresting people without warrants.
Secretary Noem, you have violated your oath of office, and there will be consequences.
She says nearly 70 other representatives are backing her so far. DHS responded by calling the effort silly, saying Kelly is focused on showmanship. I'm Alex Degman.
A federal judge says a Southern Iowa school district likely violated a teacher's right to free speech by suspending her over comments about the killing of Charlie Kirk. It's one of several lawsuits filed around the state based on retaliation to social media posts about the assassination. The Creston School District placed high school teacher Melissa Crook on leave over a Facebook post suggesting Kirk's death was a, quote, blessing. The judge granted an order in Crook's favor in part because Crook was sharing her personal views and never claimed to speak for the district. The ruling prevents Creston schools from firing Crook while the lawsuit goes forward, but it stops short of returning her to the classroom. Linn County supervisors have given the go-ahead for NextEra Energy to recommission the Duane Arnold Nuclear Power Plant. As Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports, the project still needs approval from multiple state and federal authorities.
Supervisors approved a rezoning request for nearly 400 acres in Palo for nuclear power production and storage. NextEra has agreed to supply Google with the majority of the power generated by the plant if it reopens. County Chair Kirsten Running Marquardt says the rezoning gives Linn County residents a seat at the table.
This has been a lot of work for many people here at the county, for Duane Arnold, for different communities, Palo included. I think this is a good reflection of us working as a good partner and a good community member moving forward.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has the final say on the future of Duane Arnold. NextEra hopes to have it open by late 2028. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Investigators have identified the remains of a person discovered near a creek southeast of Geneseo 60 years ago. The DNA Doe Project and the Henry County Sheriff's Office announced in a news release yesterday Geneseo John Doe as 19-year-old Ronald Joe Cole of Fillmore, California. The Sheriff's Office brought the case to the Volunteer Investigative Genealogist Program in 2024, which identified him through relatives listed on an online genetic database. 60 years ago, the FBI determined that Cole was a victim of homicide. The head of Iowa's highest court says the state needs to raise the salaries of district court judges in order to recruit and retain talent. Chief Justice Suzanne Christensen says low pay for judges is already preventing the state from attracting candidates. She says an opening this year for a district judge in southeast Iowa only received two applicants.
At that point, how can the commission or the governor meaningfully evaluate the qualifications, the experience, or the temperament? They can't.
Christensen is asking the legislature to raise district court judge salaries by more than 4%. Iowa currently has 116 district court judges. The inaugural Porter McNeil Public Service Scholarship is open for applications 4 months after McNeil's death. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has more.
The Porter McNeil Public Service Foundation will award two $2,500 scholarships a year to graduating seniors from Moline High School who are pursuing education in public service, civic engagement, or social impact fields. Applications are open now through April 30th, 2026. McNeil, a public affairs and communications consultant who served on the Rock Island County Board, passed away on September 12, 2025, at 65, after a four-year battle with colon cancer. His 28-year-old son, Jack, board president of the foundation, spoke Tuesday, January 13th, about the importance of the new scholarship and his dad's legacy. After his death, Jack and other family members thought of starting a scholarship to honor his life of public service, and after raising over $40,000 in donations, they found Porter had written about such a plan.
How do we direct folks into something positive and honestly give us something positive to do in a time of grief, to have something to kind of work towards, is something that I think he would have certainly wanted. And as we found in a letter, it's something that he was interested in doing.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
This is WVIK News.